You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Justified After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Justified After Show.
And welcome, everybody. Thank you for joining us for another AfterBuzz TV After Show for Justified Season 5, Episode 2, The Kids Aren't All Right. I'm John Comerford. I'm joined in the studio by the ever-insightful Tamara Berg.
Hey, everybody.
The semi-coherent Steve Bottomless.
Hey, that's me.
And the always entertaining Matt Lieberman.
Hello, hello.
All right, thank you for humming in the booth there, Stephen Lemieux. Stephen, thank you very much.
Hey, guys.
Okay, so let's see. This episode, we have Cyrus being offered some candy by Candy. We have Art fishing for some Tonin. We have Allison with Raylan. And, of course, the return of Loretta is where I want to start this time.
Loretta. Sweet Loretta.
And what have I always said on this show every time?
Dames is trouble.
That's right. And
this, be trouble.
There she is. He is trouble. This is trouble. I mean, trouble in the making.
Don't matter the age.
Oh, my God.
Dames is trouble.
And you know, as soon as she comes in, I go, oh, my God. As soon as you know it's Loretta, you just go, oh, man, what is this going to be?
Because Loretta's an operator. Oh, always yeah. has been.
Always well,
has
didn't
been.
She learn from the best?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
yeah. Right?
And my favorite part of the whole storyline was when he said, hey, take it easy on the rest of us. Because I think he knows that she's playing a different game.
Oh, yeah.
yeah.
It's a game she's going to be playing for life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's pretty good at it at such a young age already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's got to be seeing that it she's got skills.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he, you know, this isn't the only time he's going to have to bail her out because of
he
those
knows
skills.
It. He knows it.
Well, he knew that and he tried not to bail her out.
Yeah.
Like that was the first instinct was like, oh no, leave her in
Step
jail.
Step away.
Because that's what happened to me. I had to spend my night in jail and take the rap for it. So, and of course.
Right?
But don't you think he changed as soon as he met Allison? He goes, okay, maybe I better rethink this.
yeah.
Just so he can play?
Well, I think that's part of it.
Yeah.
I don't think he was really going after Derek to go have a chat with him. I think that was all just,
well,
you know.
I mean, part of me thinks that he would just because, like, he does care about Loretta.
Yes, he does.
Yeah. She is kind of like this weird quasi-surrogate daughter. And then also with his own child, you know, fast progressing alive.
Okay, yeah, okay. We're on the steps of the Lexington PD. And, you know, Derek, you know, he says his line, like, whatever, I don't want to fail. And then he leaves.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't look like Raylan was at all ready to go talk to him or say anything. No. Only was
until.
So maybe
Amy's
later.
Smart.
The next dame comes in.
Yes.
yeah, exactly. But then we have to account for the fact that Loretta says the one thing to him. She says, look, you were gone the moment I said that he was missing because you are who you are. You're not going to change.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
she did play him. But
she knew how.
And then in two scenes later, he's saying the exact same thing to Allison that Loretta is who she is. She's not going to go changing. And then a second later, he says, what, I can't change? I'm not capable of changing? I was like, what is the theme here?
I mean, the theme is that, you know, you can't change who you are, but you can always want to.
Yeah.
I don't know that Loretta
Hope
wants
springs
to.
Eternal.
I'm sure that she did when she wound up in jail. I'm sure she did when she nearly got this kid killed, but not enough to make her actually do anything different. I guarantee she'll wind up in trouble once again.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, you saw that shot of her sleeping. Mm-hmm. As he's driving back.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what I love about this. They're hitting that beat on, so what's your kid going to turn out like?
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Do you go down there or do you let her? Because he's seen, okay, people around me end up this way.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do?
Yeah.
Do you try to raise your kid or do you just like, and he says later on, she's okay down there. She's fine. So he keeps pushing that away, but they keep bringing up, you know, this could be your kid. Or maybe not. You don't know.
Yeah.
And it's obviously so much more relevant now that he has a child. So, and it happens to be a girl.
A girl, exactly.
There's all that.
And I think that plays so much better for this character because I can't see that emotional troubling, you know, moment with a little boy.
Really?
No.
With his own daddy issues with him and Arlo?
I think he'd have a better grasp on it.
Hmm.
I think he'd be able to go, I got this. I know what I need to do. I think with a girl, it's kind of like, I don't know that territory. I know them one way, and this is, like, completely different.
I think it would be just as interesting with a boy, because I don't think he would have that moral... he'd have his own moral compass about what he think he should do, but if it didn't work, he has no... nobody to model.
Right. Yeah. I think a boy would be much more external. And, you know, what I love about them using the girl is it's so internal. And you get to, you know, you have to fill in the gaps of what he's going through.
He obviously has enough trouble handling adult women. And why?
Because Dames is trouble.
Dames is trouble.
Always.
Yeah. Great. But you know, I loved seeing Loretta again. It's been a few years since we saw her. She's still living with the same foster family,
right?
so even in spite of all of her crimes,
there is some stability in her life.
But didn't she come into some money?
What happened to the money?
Meg gave her some money.
Gave her some money.
Yeah. Last I remember,
but she was a minor.
Yeah, I know. She probably doesn't have access
to it. It's probably trust.
Some sort of trust.
She's not 18
yet.
But the last time we saw her, she wasn't. I mean, let's look at how much she's progressed in her field of endeavor, shall we say? Because now she's working with Hot Rod. Has a deal with him. Not that she get a deal with him, but she's smart enough to move the money.
Yeah, she double crosses him and then double crosses her boyfriend, who's just a total rich yuppie jerk.
he is. I just like the way he said it. That was nice.
Yeah, I mean, he's driving around in his brand new Dodge Charger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, not a care in the world, dishing Molly at rich kids' parties.
Right.
You know, he's the son of a cop. He thinks he's invincible.
Right.
So, until he gets sucked into the web of MacReady.
Well, he's not the son of a cop, but they sold to the son of a cop.
Oh.
Yeah, he was. Okay. He's just. But I agree with everything else.
I still think he's the same thing.
Yeah, he's still the rich kid, you know, D-bag.
And, you know, just the way he was talking to Raylan in the LPD, the Lexington Police Department, just the, hey.
Pig.
Hey, pig.
Exactly, pig.
You're not going to let her out?
You said that in the police station?
I know, exactly.
Seriously?
Raylan is so water off a duck. But, I, you know, because he was that way, I was going, somebody punch him.
And then you got your wish.
Yeah, I did. It was nice.
He nearly got buried in a big old pit.
It was great. It was nice to see the Harris brothers.
Yeah.
Yes.
So great to see Wood Harris. I love The Wire. I also love Remember the Titans.
There you go.
And he was great as Jimi Hendrix in that one TV movie.
Mm-hmm.
Why am I such a Wood Harris aficionado? I don't know.
But thank you for giving a CV. I appreciate that.
Yes. You're very, very welcome. Yeah.
Wow. I'm just going to start throwing out names.
Steve Harris from The Practice.
Yes.
And,
Other things.
Help me out here.
I know Wood Harris far better than Steve Harris.
There you go. But they were fun in their, was it?
Enforcement Team 6? Moment. Yeah, the SEAL Team 6.
Now, I thought that was cool and everything. I didn't quite get it. What was your take on that? What was that? They have obviously their little way of dispatching people.
It's a grouping.
Yeah,
it's...
they want to have a tight grouping in their shooting. Is that the idea?
So this is just I can only guess that will come back and... You know, I think they laid that in as their thing. If these guys are still going to be around, last time we saw them, they were handcuffed.
Yeah,
right. But I think it was also the way of showing. Okay, again, keeping that level of danger up because we don't know who these people are. We know Hot Rod to some degree, but we don't know how badass he is because we've met him before. But he's obviously got to have some cojones if he's in the business he's in. But the fact that these guys were just off this guy right away, then you go, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that ups the stakes.
They have coverage.
You have to remember how they stole the pop business from Dickie Bennett back in season 3, and he was very ruthlessly efficient. Mm-hmm. You know, the guy doesn't like to get blood on his own hands, but he hires enough guys who know how to do it for him. He's very direct. He's not going to take this slight... easily.
No.
And just while we're talking about the Harris brothers, I loved their kind of interplay between each other, which was just classic Elmore Leonard, where you've got these henchmen characters who are in their own world. They refer to each other first before making any kind of decisions. Mm-hmm. And they were very funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And there was that, you know, of course, the interplay with Raylan is also nice, too. My favorite line was, my rule?
Oh,
what was
right.
The line he says, my rule of thumb here is you keep talking, I'll put you in the trunk.
I'll put you in the trunk.
And we saw him do that with Jodi Arias.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Chalk, that was fun.
Our friend Chris Chalk.
Friend of the show. So we know he's serious, and that I was hoping. I really wanted to see that.
You know, I'm curious about, do you suppose Loretta knew Raylan was going to cut a deal to get her out of trouble or...
Yeah, I think absolutely
she
knew.
Somehow or another, Raylan was going to save her. That's why she called him.
Right. Absolutely. I think she knew that, okay, no matter what trouble I'm in, he'll at least get me or help me out of this.
Yeah.
Which means then in this series that Raylan knew she knew that.
Yeah, that's what he says. You played me. He even gives it up to her.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when she's like, I didn't play you.
Because he's got
a
soft spot for the chick.
Well, no, but she didn't necessarily, I don't remember the exact line, but I interpreted it not as, you know, oh, I didn't play you. It was just, I didn't have to play you.
Right.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Yeah. Well, that's, I mean, she didn't have to trick him anything. All she had to do was say he was missing. She knew that he mm-hmm. would come, and so did Raylan.
Yeah.
He's not going to let the kid out there. As much of a douche as he is, he's going to try to help the kid.
He can't be an accessory to murder.
Yeah.
Well, no, not yeah. Well, without the
also,
badge.
Unless it's Nick Augustine.
unless we're talking about the bigger
right,
story.
We'll get into that a bit later. Oops. At the end of last season, like, you knew that was going to come back.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
What happened to the money? He couldn't have let Loretta keep this money.
I know.
But we didn't see it.
No, we don't know where it is. So I'm wondering if Loretta will be back in a...
I read today that she's not coming
she's
back
not
this
coming
season.
Back.
Oh, bummer.
So no. Where the heck is all the...
Where is the money?
Yeah. Money or God or whatever it was missing.
Did she ever give it up?
No, as far as I know.
I mean, it wasn't part of the deal Raylan made with Hot Rod. I assumed that would come up. Like, here, we'll give you everything that they stole and you let them walk away.
But does anybody think that's really going to hold true? Do you think the Hot Rod's not coming back into Kentucky?
There's no way.
I don't think so either, yeah.
No.
Because Raylan didn't give him anything in this deal.
Yeah.
It was just, it wasn't a deal at all. It was
an ultimatum.
These are the terms of your surrender.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Which was epic, classic Raylan, very badass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll take that for you before you can.
Oh yeah, free I love weapon. That. It was so good to see that again.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I thought you for know? Sure they were going to see. Oh, we were going. Oh, good, he's going to.
Yeah,
you know, take down four of them. This will be good.
This is
going to
be fun.
And it does kind of go back to what he was talking about with the brothers about you know them too much paperwork.
Yeah,
you
know, yeah.
And then he holds up his badge and it'll be legal.
Are you going to make me do the paperwork?
Yeah, mm-hmm. That was nice. And the other shot
the
I liked
line
about
was,
that.
Are you going to let me do the paperwork?
Oh.
Yeah, which I think is just that much better. It's just like, give me a reason.
Yes.
I'll do that paperwork. That paperwork is like a dessert
this
after
will be
a nice
fun.
Meal.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
I get to savor it.
There were two moments I really loved in that storyline. One, he comes out with a shell they just threw.
Yeah, exactly.
Genius. I love that part. And I like how they dealt with Derek at the end. His face just in black.
Yeah.
You know, in Raylan's face.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Puffy.
You know, right. But you know, Loretta, you know, there's nothing but blackness and you know, the light in Raylan's face. I thought that was really cool how they did that one.
Derek,
I have a loaded
Derek,
gun.
I got a loaded
car.
Gun. Get out of my car.
Mm-hmm.
That beautiful. Also motivated him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know what else I want to talk about that, but I like seeing Loretta back. I think she does a fabulous job.
Yeah, Caitlin Dever's
you're
a great young
actress. That's it. She's not coming back.
That's what I read today.
Okay, really? All right.
Wow. And you know, I mean,
well, no,
but you never know.
The interweb is not always reliable.
Oh, okay.
But I believe I read that Graham Yost said that she was not coming back.
Well, there's always next season.
We'll probably not see Derek again.
No, I don't imagine.
Probably not.
I don't imagine.
Yeah. That would be okay with me.
Yeah.
So, all right, but a sideline to that storyline, of course, is Allison. So we finally get to meet the new love interest for Raylan.
Mm-hmm.
And she's
saucy. She's
spitfire.
Yeah, she's not giving him. She'll give him, you know, like not the full time of day. She'll give him like the second hand.
Yeah.
Hours and minutes. You leave that's on your own.
Here's the thing about that. When she was on the steps,
mm-hmm.
and she starts that dialogue right away, I'm thinking. He's going to kill her in one of these episodes.
He's going to kill her?
Because I just... She came on
Steve.
So strong
uh-huh.
that I'm thinking she's playing both sides of the fence here. That I just
really?
That's where I went right away of just like...
Wow.
Because she knew so much and she was so confident. You know what I mean? I just kind of went... there might be something more there.
What I took away from it, I'm surprised that she
maybe
knew so much
her,
only because Loretta... I was like, wow. So Loretta obviously shared that information because how else would she know that?
Well,
but
she also says she recognized him because she's seen his picture in the paper.
In the paper.
I don't know how much information she actually did share with.
Well, why would she recognize him in the paper if she hadn't been told about him?
I guess.
No,
I don't know.
That's what I was saying.
He's a hero
cop.
No, what? She's a marshal.
And he's hot.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
And you look through the
hero
paper
marshal.
And you go, hubba hubba. Oh, I need to pay attention to that guy.
Yeah. It's not an advertisement.
Oh, no, there he is on the stairs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man, you're the guy from the paper.
And then you say that whole thing about not wearing your underwear, or you may forget.
Yeah, that was a little suggestive.
But it also suggests that she may just be a little more kind of scatterbrained. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I don't know. I don't think that she has an agenda. I feel like she's not quite, you know, super professional. She's a social worker.
Right. Yeah.
Not to look down
as
on social workers.
As far as we know.
Well, okay, fine, Steve. King of paranoia over there. But I just, I have
what
to.
What do you mean by that?
I'm.
Take her at her word. Yeah. No, but like she's had some ruse with Loretta. I'm going to pretend to be your social worker.
Yes, that's how layered this is. That's how deep it goes.
That's
people.
How deep it goes. It goes all
this
the way
is
to
Harlan.
The top.
All right.
Mm-hmm. It goes
ain't
all the way
nothing
to
nothing real in Harlan. No one gets out alive.
Yeah, but what I liked about it is that he was. She was like a whirling dervish around.
Yeah, she was.
Like,
he was a little off kilter around.
Yeah,
her.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And of course he liked it because it caught his attention and everything. But I
immediately,
thought, yeah, I thought that part was terrific. I think, and she gives him shit.
Yep,
which we always love it. When
we've never seen him
shit.
Be this aggressive when meeting a new love interest.
No, that's true because he doesn't usually have to pursue.
Right, and in this case, she says, "You know, you're a marshal. Find me," and of course he does in record time.
Yes,
in the span of the car ride over to Derek's, found it out very easily. And then brings her to this fancy criminal mansion.
Fancy criminal mansion that's got a nice wine cellar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
you allow
right.
two felons to go in order to get to her.
That's right.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And a bowling alley.
First time I've ever seen Raylan drinking wine. I have to admit, it looked a little weird.
Yeah, seeing him.
It's a little incongruous there.
It's got to be good wine.
I'm sure it is.
Of
I'm sure
course.
That Detroit guy.
And Art's not responsible.
No,
so.
Absolutely.
Whatever.
So.
Yeah.
In Monroe's place, so. But, yeah, that was weird. Yeah.
I don't know if I'd give up the apartment over the bar for it, though.
I'm not giving it up. He's just staying there temporarily.
Man's getting on in years. He wants some sleep. He wants a nice kitchen with an espresso maker.
Yeah, and a bowling alley.
Yeah, can we talk about this mansion for
a second?
Let's
talk about it. This is Xander Berkeley, who's... I love Xander Berkeley and everything he does. And
great actor.
I'm sure you got his...
I don't have his CV on hand.
Okay, great.
But I do recognize his
Monroe.
Face.
Monroe. Yes. Did some, let's say, fancy laundering for
Detroit.
So that's why he's caught now. They have seized his property.
Right.
And, you know, of course... Why not have Raylan step in? It's nice to see Raylan in different surroundings.
I know, but I couldn't quite understand. I'm like, is this a regular practice? Like, they kind of kind of push it away as like, oh, we're just trying to piss this guy off. And I'm like, great, funny, like that. Mm-hmm. But I'm also, is this legal?
Well, they said that it was, we're placing a guy there to see if anything happens.
What else shakes out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Else shakes
sure.
out.
And it's legal because they can seize it and those kind of things. And I did some reading on that. Not for this, but sort of something else. They do it. And sometimes they do find other criminal
enterprises
that occur. And then, you know, obviously people show up not knowing.
Oh, sure.
Someone has to answer the phones.
The great scene with the whole power thing and his, Monroe's particular... Yeah. Choices in life and relationship
and the help he hires.
Also the gun moment.
Oh yeah, so when is that gun going to come back? Do you think, huh? When are we going to use that gun?
We're going to get to see what
that nice Colt used by the general,
Colt.
Whatever the hell.
It's so nice. It's so nice when Chekhov's gun is actually a gun.
Literally a gun.
It's very rarely a gun though. Yeah, but we'll see if it still fires. Probably around episode 11.
Yeah.
We hope
sounds
so.
Right.
I think the most important thing we came out with on that is iguana. Very tender.
Very tender. It's very tender.
So funny.
So she gets a line.
A line. She made the best of it.
That was a good line, though. Mm-hmm.
And she had a great look. It was classic.
She did.
The whole scene
I believed
wonderful.
Iguana were tender when she said that.
I think it's going to be fun to be there for a while.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want to see the bowling alley now. Jacob Pitts finally shows up. Tim, we haven't seen him.
Tim Gunderson.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
So they're taking this guy's house because Detroit is basically no longer there. I mean, they're moving in.
Well, their
infrastructure
is all dying.
Yeah. Right.
Falling down.
It's falling apart and all the pieces are coming up. Well, when the head of the mob dies and then suddenly all of his assets are seized, there's going to be notes that dictate who else was in on the conspiracy.
But there's still one more guy. There's still Arkin.
Well,
he fled the country.
Yeah, we don't.
It's the reason why Nikki Augustine and Sammy Tonin were in conflict in the first place, is when he thought, when Drew Thompson was captured, and it was like, oh man, they're going to come for me.
Theo took off.
Theo left the country.
Just a little preview of our news and gossip in the Graham Yost interview from last week. The question was, with Sammy dead, will we see the return of Theo Tonin this season? And Graham Yost's answer was, that falls under the category of, I'm not telling you.
No, which probably means yes.
So, I think that does mean yes.
Yeah. Oh, that's super exciting.
I know, right?
Yeah. Oh, man. Mm-hmm. I want... I know this is getting into prediction territory, but I'm like, what if he was the one who stole the shipment?
Right.
I know that that's not what not what happened, and I have a far more plausible theory, but the mind
which you
boggles.
Will save for predictions.
Yes, sure. Of course.
All right, well, it'll be fun to see how Allison keeps messing with Raylan.
Keeps him occupied, you mean?
Well, keeps him occupied. Yeah, sure, that'll be fun. But just the fact, you know, well, we saw it in the coming up, which is... you do remember that I'm a marker.
Yeah, she's sitting on the bed
rolling a joint
on her pants. So, which she apparently did remember to put on that day.
There she goes. She thank you, Dan.
Well, you know, regularly as I watch the show with all you boys and we see lots of naked lady butts, although we did see some naked Dewey last week, I hear the grumble, best show on TV.
Steve Bottom.
Oh my God.
I didn't say it was Steve.
All right.
I didn't say it was Steve.
Yeah. No, there's plenty of room under the bus we can all be thrown there.
It's a big, big vehicle.
I appreciate the writing and the depth.
And the butts!
Absolutely. And the naked
butts. The writing and the depth.
Speaking
of
attractive women, let's move on to Mara. Mara and Boyd Singer. So obviously, Paxton has survived to some degree. We don't know how much, but at the beginning of the episode, he's pretty much a veg.
In a coma.
Uh-huh. And Mara is there, is still tending to him. But she tells the sheriff, was it Toomey?
Mooney.
Mooney, excuse me. Thank you. Mooney that, definitely it was Boyd. Although, well, she didn't say
Mooney
Boyd.
Mooney tells her it was Boyd. Yeah. And she says yes.
Yeah.
I love the way he describes him.
Well, right.
In the fluorescent teeth or whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
Skinny guy, dark spiky hair, smile so bright you can see from space.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Pretty much the deal.
Yeah.
Interesting how brash he is in saying, well, I would say that Boyd Crowder's probably afraid of me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I was getting kind of like a weird vibe of like he was like, oh, I can step in, save this woman, scoop her right up.
Yeah.
Right.
She's with this old guy. I'm going to make this happen.
When they were in the hospital room, he had his hand kind of caressing the back of her neck.
Yeah. Like he literally wrapped some hair around his fingers and stroking it. Super
so I thought
creepy.
They were a love interest. I was waiting for that history to come out of like, you know, hey.
Oh, she wouldn't have
him.
No,
but that was a weird moment.
That wasn't actually. Accidental.
Yeah, but he was a rich guy.
They had that moment of him kind of caressing her neck, and it was in the shot.
But it's not like there's any history there. She's a new resident. She's international. She came to this country to marry Lee.
Yeah, I know. I got that. It's just, it was weird to have that little shot in there.
Well, I think the weird is he's manipulating her. He's telling her now, I am going to have you wrapped around my finger, and you are going to do what I want you to do.
I think the part that...
So it was the predatory, you know, like, honey, you're going to have to be with me from here on out.
Yeah. I think, well,
didn't that feel predatory?
Yes, that was very scary. Oh, my God.
I'm shaking.
I know.
Yeah. But what was missing for me was her... how
reaction?
She felt about that.
Yeah.
That was like, well, okay, I didn't quite get enough. I wanted a little bit more about what, okay.
Every time I hear her speak, it is so jarring to hear someone without a Kentucky accent. It's so weird to hear her speaking in her proper accent, which going back to last week when I was like, did she slip out of her accent? I'm going to just put that on the pile of, no, that was just you.
Okay.
So I think she very much is who she says she is, but she is a smarter operator than people give her credit for.
Yes. Clearly.
Yeah. She likes to play with fire.
Yes.
I think the reason she said
she likes to play with smokeless fire.
Yes, she does.
Yes, she
electronic
does.
Or fireless
smoke. So here's the thing. So last week, Boyd says it was $100,000 that the deal was, and this week she's asking for $300,000. So
was she eavesdropping?
It's kind of weird because the way it shot it didn't look like she was close enough because the way she ran pretty far away to actually get to the room.
Yes. Yeah.
And that beating took place.
A lot of things aren't adding up.
Yeah. Hmm.
I don't understand why Boyd lets her live.
Because she's pretty.
I think that has a lot to do with it.
I think I do.
Do you
seriously.
Think it's because she's like she's staring him down in the bar and just, you know, like, I'll go toe-to-toe with you?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think he's intimidated.
I think she stared him down last week when she said, look, you have two choices, either kill me or leave.
Yeah, and but last week, yeah, but that was kind of like...
That was the if he was going to kill her, that was the time to do it.
Right. But, so I think, but this week, she actually made the decision to have the detectives, or the cops...
Yeah,
bring her to the bar,
right?
So
right.
that she could stare him down, and there was that, you know.
Well, I don't know that
moment.
She knew that that's how it was going to go down. She just said it was Crowder. Now, the thing I'm trying to figure out is now that he knows, what's Boyd going to do about all this? Because
that's why, yeah, that's and I'm trying to figure out why if she's asking for $300,000 now,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
To me, that would if I were Boyd, that'd be okay. Well, we'll dig you a hole because mm-hmm. why?
Well,
you
know, it'd
be easier
well,
for you to disappear.
Here's yeah, exactly. what may be. I mean, you look back over the course of the series, the only woman that I can recall him ever wanting dead is Ellen May.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And that was just to protect
Ava.
Right. I think that now that Ava's in prison, I think he's a little more sensitive towards not necessarily killing women, but I don't think he would do that to a woman now. I feel like he sees what Ava's going through. For whatever reason, it's changed him a bit. It's softened him a bit, and it's making him a little more sloppy, which is why these bad things are starting to happen to him. Maybe that's an overreach. I don't know, but that's just where my head's going.
I don't know either. That was the first thing I thought of when she asked for the $300,000, which was, you're dead.
Yeah, I don't. That's the part I'm going, why did he, you know, of course he wouldn't say it to her, because why let her know his plans right there in the hospital? But I'm just going, why would he not off you now.
Mm-hmm. What? Because it lets the story go on a little further and we can look at Mara for a couple more weeks.
Well,
we did it, there America! You go.
Plus, he's going to have another problem anyway.
But she's got nothing on him because if he kills her, who's going to care? Who's going to know?
Nobody.
She left town.
Because husband is a vegetable. She's now gone back to her home country.
Right.
You know. Plus, the sheriff, you know, he's going to think, well, I just scared her away.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, I put her between a rock and a hard place.
Well, but at the same time, though, if she winds up dead so soon after there was an attempt on her husband's life, it's going to open a far bigger investigation into what happened. If Lee wound up dead and then Mara winds up dead, that's a double homicide.
If they find Mara's dead, that's my thing, is I don't think they'll find that body.
Never find her.
He's good at hiding bodies.
She just went back to Latvia.
He's not great at hiding bodies because they found Delroy.
Well, yeah, but
then they found
so that you'd hope he'd learn from that.
Yeah, you think he would. Well, that may be why also you recall, you know, when she was like when she's like, you know, he's not dead. He's like, I'm sorry, I didn't take care of that. I was in a state.
Right.
And we were like, okay. Mm-hmm. All right, boy. Yeah, we'll back up. Back up a little bit. He wasn't thinking clearly. That's what he was admitting.
I do like how they do put her in a, you know, in a quandary. Now she's got to do the sheriff.
Right.
Yeah.
That was a scary scene. That was a creepy, scary scene with her being pulled over by the police and Mooney threatening her, pulling her out, throwing her across the road. And, I mean, she was a little ragdoll to him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A little more predatory.
Again.
Yeah. And a little touch.
A little more than this.
Yeah,
dude is scary. He's flat out scary.
Yeah, he
and,
is.
You know, he's got a badge which makes him that much more dangerous.
That's right.
Do we know him? I'm.
He showed up.
Yeah.
He showed up last season. Or it might have even been two seasons ago.
It was, yeah.
Yeah, he was a deputy when our last sheriff.
No, the one prior to that, the one that got arrested.
Oh, the one who got arrested.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking of Drew Thompson of Shelby. He was there before Shelby got hired.
Okay.
Yeah.
Prior to that.
He's been around for a while.
Yeah. Is he dirty? Is he clean? He's dirty.
Yeah.
He was always a jerk, but we didn't know how dirty he was until right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Good character.
But she's that great conflict because she's in a horrible place. Okay.
Well, and
if
now
I don't finger him.
At the end of this episode, we find out that Paxton is not dead and
got some brain activity.
No longer in a coma, apparently.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Can speak and can say a name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He only needs to say one more name to really start creating problems.
Boyd should have finished him off.
Mm-hmm.
All coming back to bite him.
Mm-hmm.
Unless he can't remember anything.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It's possible. You
know? Yeah. Fell down
Stranger
the stairs.
Things have happened. But, I mean, he remembers who his wife is.
We're not going to do the amnesia round, please.
Oh, no, no. It's all been a dream.
Oh, great.
Okay, but what about Boyd and Ava?
Okay. All right.
Because we were talking about this. He's writing some checks that he may not be able to cash with her. He's
taking it easy on her. He's treating her with kid gloves. Yeah. He's not telling her the truth.
No. Right.
Right.
And she knows it. And she's calling him on it. He's like, no. Everything's fine. We haven't lost any shipments lately. No murders that I accidentally caused. No loose ends.
Everything's okay,
sweetheart,
honey.
Just get through this, and the wild man and I will get you out of
it. Let's turn that frown upside down.
Yeah.
No missing shipments.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, la-da-da-da-da.
But
no,
yeah,
wrong.
But this is not a Boyd that we've seen. You know?
Well, he's never...
not in control?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who is running Boyd, though? But Ava has always been the girl that, you know, he can totally be honest. I mean, they've always been the team.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason,
even last year, even the year before that, you know, there's a lot of things he was doing that he didn't tell her about.
Yeah, he was hiding all that money.
He might have hit some stuff, but he didn't...
Straight up lie to her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which they're kind of doing here. And, you know, maybe it's just protecting her and whatever. Maybe there's nothing there. But it's just,
I think it is just she's in prison. He can't protect her. This is the only way in his mind he can protect her. He's a very, like, he's that old school romantic in his head. And he thinks he's doing her a service.
By not keeping her up on all
the... She has enough to be worried about stuff that she can't do anything about.
Exactly. So. She's already dealing with, you know, other prisoners, potentially getting shivved, potentially being in there for the rest of her life.
And there's a pretty exotic woman outside of prison, too.
Very distracting.
Yes, very distracting.
As he puts it, he's like, were I not engaged, I would like to get her much better.
Like, yeah. Make her acquaintance.
Make her acquaintance.
I was going to talk about this in the news, but I feel like it should come up now. There was this interesting comment from Walton Goggins. Mm. He says, 2, maybe 3 episodes into filming season 5, I was having a conversation with my wife, and I said, I'm just feeling an extraordinary amount of anxiety, like in my personal life. I feel alone. I feel suspicious of people. I don't really know what's going on with me. I feel short-tempered. And she said, Walton, that's Boyd.
Ooh.
And I said, oh, my God, you're absolutely right. That's exactly what it is. And so, the actor issues are coming into his life. But he's feeling like the people that he doesn't have a history with the people who are around him. He doesn't have cousin Johnny. He doesn't trust anyone. He's cornered. He's losing control.
Yeah.
And you know, he can't get Ava out of jail. And so he's dealing with all that kind of stuff. So that's a little bit of insight into what's going on with Boyd
and
through Walton Goggins.
And what do we see for next week is he asks when. He doesn't trust Wynn at all. Not that he ever really did, but he even point blank asked him, did you steal from me?
Right.
Yeah. No, so we've never seen him this helpless. We've seen him directionless before, but he's always had allies.
Plans, and he's always had schemes that have moved
him
ahead.
Right, and he's a couple
right
of
now.
Steps ahead of most people.
And now he's behind.
Yeah, he is. And that's a strange place for
everywhere
him to be.
Everywhere he goes, he's getting blocked.
Which is nice when you think back on the previous episode where he did not want to give the money up. But Duffy had to say, you got to give him the money now, boy.
Right.
You know, and I think it goes to your point about he doesn't have control.
Yeah.
He's got to give up too much.
Yeah.
Boyd out of control is going to be fun to watch.
It's going to be dangerous.
Yeah,
that's
Ava.
What I'm saying. He's a caged animal. Go ahead.
Yeah, and aside from him having control over the situation, Ava is his anchor, and she's not there, and he's not able to really anchor her either, and so it's a real lost situation for all of them. The thing is though, Ava being in jail, that is boring as far as the viewer goes, and so they've got to figure out how they're going to get her out of jail or make jail more interesting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because they brought the wild man in. That was there. Yeah, the wild man. That makes it interesting.
You got one more gag at that.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Then it's kind of like, the headphones guy.
Yeah,
but
we're
prisons,
sick of,
it's just a tough,
it's a tough sell.
It's a tough ride, you don't have a lot of places to go.
But and we did that. They had the same problem every time they put Boyd in jail or Dickie or somebody. It's like,
get them out.
There are
only
so many times we can watch them talking through glass.
Yeah,
Arlo,
when he was in jail, that was kind of fun. But because
there were things happening in jail.
Exactly. I know,
he killed someone immediately.
Yeah,
right.
And so
that kept things fresh. Yes. So maybe Ava will be forced to kill or... Ava might not be long for this world.
Whoa.
Or out of control boy does a jailbreak.
Right?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, but then they have to go on the run, and then they're never in Harlem anymore.
So. Yeah, it's like that's like too that's much, so you know. Yeah. They can never show their faces again.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sure they'll figure out how to get her out of jail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they have to.
Because they have to.
Exactly.
Or she does.
So we need to get some more makeup on Ava, because she's feeling, you know, she needs, not that she doesn't look good because she's beautiful, but I'm sure Ava herself is needing to get her roots done and wanting lipstick. That's the kind of girl she is.
Thank you for bringing that. See,
you know, I got to bring the female perspective.
I really
and a nice shot of honey whiskey.
Exactly. Yes.
Or some, just not some apple pie, because you never
or
know what's in
apple pie.
It. Mm-hmm. It's in the glass, not the bottle.
Oh, so good.
That's the best.
Apple pie moonshine is delicious.
I have some in my fridge. I could bring it next week.
Oh, please do.
I will.
Bring it. Okay, great.
I'll bring the Jack Daniels.
That'll move us on to art.
This will be
nice.
You don't have any Pappy Van Winkle, do you? That's art's favorite.
No, I don't. I got apple pie.
That's fine.
All right. So Art, you know, for whatever reason, he's got some itch that he's got to scratch about the Tonin, Sammy Tonin.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Of course, it comes off the, he realizes there is a phone call for Raylan.
For Raylan. Yeah. Just 24 hours before Sammy died.
Yep. So he wants
that is the veteran cop with the itch going.
Yep.
He's got that Marshall Stiffy.
Spidey sense.
Right. Yeah.
Marshall Stiffy. Or he's just not letting that go.
Well, yeah. What was this call about? Yeah. That's like the big question.
Yeah, and everybody wants to know.
You know, did he think that he was going to be killed by the Canadians? I mean, it seemed like he was pretty sure that was going to happen eventually. Maybe not from his own guys. But the tone of this conversation, what he wanted to say, what Raylan could have potentially done, all very interesting questions.
Yeah, because there's no, I mean, if I'm the guy, if I'm Art, I'm going, why the hell would Sammy Tonin call you and then 24 hours later, boom, he's dead? Mm-hmm. What the hell? How could you let that go?
Yeah. Well, this is just going to be one of those stories that, you know, it goes across the whole season. And then when we finally unpack it. Mm-hmm. And
when Art learns what happens to Nick Augustine and where everybody was in that particular moment.
And who was walking away from what. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Like, what does that mean for Raylan? What does that mean for season
And you know what
six?
I thought was really interesting is because Raylan kept saying, are we good? Are we good? Mm-hmm. Are we good? He doesn't usually ask that. I mean, every once in a while he might say, but I thought that was interesting because he kept saying that. And I go, no, you're not good.
No,
right.
Not at all. And I think that was just a little thing to let us know.
Well,
Thing that Raylan knows they're not good. And
it's got to be amazing how much stuff Raylan as a character has to juggle in his brain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because he's walking away from that conversation going, Art is not going to give this up. If he's asking me about it, something else is coming up.
Just the way he was looking when he was asking those questions. I don't know. What we, you know, we had that face to face,
and that
strained look on his face, which was trying to look so cool and not strained, and yet it felt like.
And then the little sweat bead.
Yeah.
But at the same time, when he's asking, "Are we good? Are we good?" He's basically saying, "You have something you want to ask me,
right?
Yeah.
If not, then I'm gonna go take care of this case.
Yeah.
You got something you want to ask?
And just refresh me. The guy that he didn't whack, but he didn't help not have it happen.
Nick Augustine.
He was gunning for Sammy. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, Raylan made Sammy aware of that and allowed Sammy to get the jump on him.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So Sammy took care of Nikki because Nikki
was coming after Raylan's family.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
Right.
Yep. Friend Raylan.
He gave Nikki one chance, though, to walk away.
Yeah, exactly.
And he refused.
Yeah.
Because he's a gentleman.
Yeah.
Because Nikki's a gentleman or because
Raylan's a gentleman.
Gentleman. Okay. I'm like, Nikki was no gentleman.
He even held the door when the gunman showed up and then he walked away.
Yes.
So that's that. So obviously that's going to come back.
Yeah, they got a little mystery, a little side
mystery.
Now we
got the Phoebe's in on it.
Yeah.
And it's cool that Art gets to do, you know, a little bit more. Art gets to, you know,
do some investigation.
Instead of just
But is he really going to want to know?
Well, no.
And that's, you know, and then you always have the question.
That's going to be the dilemma.
Because now that you know, what do I, great, now you put me in the position. Now that I know, now I have to do something or I'm culpable.
Right. Right. Yeah, but here's the problem, right? So Raylan has always exhibited this devil-may-care attitude towards the rules.
Yeah.
He's
done a lot of questionable stuff. And it's kind of in the same vein as last episode where I was like, oh, is there really going to be a class-action lawsuit that's going to bring up all these people that he's...
Yeah.
This is way more compelling.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it's one of these beautiful things where all of the things that Raylan has ever done that have been outside the law, by the end of this series, will come back to haunt him, and that's just such awesome storytelling.
Hmm. Yeah. And, you know, again, a little bit more foreshadowing. And not that Art hasn't said this before, but the fact that he says, am I going to be held liable for anything he does in Monroe's house? Because he knows. I mean, you know, if Raylan wasn't as good as he is and didn't produce the results he did, Art, I don't think, would have any time for this guy.
No,
there's so much you have to there's a high price to have Raylan in your office.
Yeah.
As good as he is. That's what it seems. I mean,
yeah,
no, I'm with you.
Yeah, and sometimes you get a return.
Apparently, $300,000 on this.
You're right.
To Dewey.
So. No, you get an atomic bomb. It's going to leave a hell of a mess behind.
Yeah, exactly.
It does the job, but
exactly.
There's going to be nuclear fallout. For
yeah, there's a
50
lot of
years.
Flotsam in his wake. Let's put it that way.
Ooh, flotsam. Is there any jetsam in his wake?
No. Yes.
Not that he would see.
Okay. No,
because you don't see jetsam.
Okay, moving on. That's a boating reference. I can't get.
If I'm wrong, I'll get the letters.
I really want to know what jetsam actually is. They've only just been words
it's
to me.
It's a futuristic family.
I just mentioned Dewey, so I want to get to the Dewey thing. Again, for a lot of this episode, it was a lot of setup. Who, you know, the groundwork and what's going to be coming the rest of the season. And of course, Daryl shows up. But before Daryl shows up, go ahead. I think Tammy, I think you enjoyed.
Well, you know, naked butts. Is that what you're talking about?
Naked butts.
Well, the whole
Dale. So we learned that Dale is supposed to be paying a cut of his profits.
Wade is skimming for Boyd.
Yes,
right.
That's what we learned. So unbeknownst to Dewey,
right?
Wade is skimming for Boyd.
Right.
And not doing a very good job of it because they're not able to collect.
They're not able to collect because he doesn't
have the balls
office.
For it.
Yeah, he doesn't have the balls to walk into the office. Yeah. And they make such a racket that Dewey comes out and he has to come up with a last-minute excuse.
And Wade is so good at, you know, at the spur of the moment.
He's just really upset that Chrissy's gone, that you fired her. The fat one? A lot of people have been asking after her. She, you know.
Has learned to develop her skill set to compensate for the extra pounds.
It's a big deal.
And ain't it the truth, though? I mean, right?
it's so fun to see this because, again, they just give Dewey just enough. He gets to be like the Barney Fife of running a bar.
Well, I think I honestly can't tell you whether I like Wade or Dewey better now because I think Wade does such a great job.
I got a great story in the news about Wade, which is very funny. But, you know, that moment where Dewey's in bed with the two hookers, you know, full-on swastika tats showing everywhere, and his line is, Matt...
unless Hitler has risen from the grave and is standing in my whorehouse, get away from the door.
And then Wade outside, well, I wouldn't bother if it wasn't
important. You said you were kin and all, and then oh snap, Daryl Crow.
And the hug.
I really like the eye lines.
Mm-hmm.
The sight lines.
Daryl's so much taller.
Daryl's just going to me, cousin. He's just like, you just see this big old bear.
And we just heard Dewey say, those Florida crowders are trouble. Crows are trouble.
Florida crows are no good.
He don't want to have anything to do with them. Now,
now there's one in his bar.
In his whorehouse. And they're going to help. They're going to take over.
Yeah.
They're going to take over that enterprise. Mm-hmm. Dewey's enterprise.
As soon as he sees him,
what makes you think that's going to happen? Well, Dewey's such a powerhouse.
But, you know, and so we're going to see how Daryl gets involved in whatever else is happening.
And I'm very, very curious what's going to happen to Boyd's skimming when Daryl takes over.
Yeah, because he's going to find out about it, of course.
Daryl will take it very personally.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Mm. But that's what leads us. Okay, so Daryl's in town now. And then, of course, this whole thing happens with the shipment.
Yes.
So, which goes to Matt's thing. You say, so let's talk about it, Matt. What was your theory?
So, we got this guy, Cyrus, who he makes a whole big scene when Wynn is trying to calm all the dealers and distributors down.
I need to know when.
And his wonderful people skills.
When, exactly, when. Tell me when.
Right.
Well, here's the thing, before we get, just real quick. So, Wynn's got horrible people skills, which, you know, in this guy, in this business, but I think in this world, he just can't deal with these guys.
I think that's it. He just wants to go home and shower when he's in that bar.
And again, it was a great opportunity to show us once again that Boyd was a preacher, and and we get a little taste of that and a throwback to that. I loved it whenever he goes in there and he does the Boyd comes in, he goes, you know, and he does that whole thing. I just think that's great. I mean, that's Walton Goggins. He must be going. Anytime he has an opportunity to do that, he must be going, ah, great, I love this.
Because he just sinks his teeth into it, and he delivers it so beautifully. So we catch up with Cyrus And he's shooting BBs at tweakers.
Yeah.
Just nice. For fun.
Crackpot, by the way, is a nice nickname.
Mm-hmm. Crackpot. And Candy, who we remember from last season, was Johnny's girl.
Right.
Xavier Meunier, another friend of the show, has been here.
Friend of the show.
Yes. And she resurfaces. She's looking a little worse for wear now.
What?
Just a little more cracked out. Just a tad.
Talk about needing some
still
makeup.
Beautiful. Still beautiful, but a little roughed up. And she kind of teases this information out of him. She finds out that the shipment is coming in
tonight.
And she offers, in exchange for this information, to...
A special service.
Yeah, to eat some put some Pop Rocks in her mouth and then give him a blowjob.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Oh, wait, what?
Can I not say blowjob?
No, Pop Rocks. Jeez,
dude. Yeah, that's product placement.
That's a name brand.
That's a name brand.
I'm sorry. I don't remember
the... They were Snap Rocks, I believe.
Snap Crackle Rocks on the show. And apparently it makes you feel like your parts are in a popcorn popper, which I don't know why that's a trap.
John, what was your reaction to that?
I just kept thinking of that hot blade going around the kettle. Like, what? No.
Oh, bad
no.
News.
Nothing of that sounds good.
His Orville is going to be a lot Redenbacher.
That was very nice.
That's a funny
I'm really
joke.
Proud of you, John. You've reached a new level of punnery. That's beautiful. So the shipment, they finally get there, and the whole thing's been stolen. Tons of bodies, bullets spent. Mm-hmm. It was a bloodbath.
Yes. Yeah.
Boyd says clean it up immediately. So Candy was Johnny's girl. We don't know where Johnny is.
Yeah, no, we don't.
So I'm wondering.
Is Johnny back?
Is Johnny back, and who's backing him? Because there's no way he has that kind of firepower.
Here's what I'm going to say from the inside information. We saw David Meunier at the premiere last week, like we said.
Yeah.
And when I checked on IMDb, they noted that he was in the series in 2014. Mm-hmm. So
we just don't know when.
We episode. Don't know any more than that. But so,
But it's interesting that they used Candy. So
back.
Somebody we knew
right?
And somebody who had a relationship with Johnny. We don't know what's happening with Johnny. And we have no idea who's done this yet. It could have been Daryl. I don't know how he would know, but he's in town.
Right.
You can also flip this, though, because when you were mentioning how Cyrus was being very vocal in the meeting.
Yeah.
And he did want to know win. Mm-hmm. And then he's talking to Candy with more information.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it might be that that scene was in there to show Cyrus has a lot more information.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Than
so he's
passing it along.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I don't know. Either way.
In my opinion, loose lips sink ships. His lips are plenty loose, even looser than Candy.
But
Candies are popping a lot more, though.
That's
all
true.
Right. But. So who do you think is behind it, though?
I'm throwing my money behind Johnny. Here's the thing. He's a guy, a man without a country. He doesn't have that many connections. He doesn't have a lot of family left. So who's he going to take with him? He's going to take his girl. That's the only person who's loyal to him.
Right.
You know, she doesn't seem to be working at the whorehouse anymore. So I have to imagine someone's backing her. It's going to be her. Who's backing him is the big question. And I'm very, very curious to see who it is. I'm going to throw this out there, probably wrong, but maybe Limehouse, somebody.
Johnny approached Detroit.
He did, but he approached them through Wynn, and then he got kind of brushed aside in favor of Boyd at the end of last season.
Now, the only other thing I was thinking is that the only other person that might know about the Canadian shipment might be Picker.
Mm. That's true.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well...
We know he has no gumption about taking out a bunch of people.
Yeah, well, so. we'll see next week.
I think it's very interesting to try and figure out, to try and visualize either of those guys as drug kingpins.
Yeah,
you know?
But the only reason why I was thinking of Picker is he knows that what the landscape is. There's nobody filling this void, and I might be able to say, I don't know that he was thinking that I could take over everything, but I can take care of this thing, get this shipment, and, you know.
And maybe begin my new enterprise.
Yeah, or just make a quick, fast buck.
And then, and then go back into the cave that I've been hiding in for the last year.
Hmm. All right.
Don't know.
They knew they were going up against Boyd.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it had to be someone with either very stupid or with a very large
grudge.
So we got a lot of things at play.
Very large set of grudges.
Yeah. A lot of fun things are going to be unpacked over the course of this season. Yeah. A very solid episode.
So, yes, very good. Okay, that's it for us, right? Let's go to news and gossip.
Yes.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Justified's fifth season opened with 2.8 million viewers last week, down 21% from the season four opener, which is not good.
Did they have any reason why? Did they offer anything?
Nope.
You know, I'm going to say this. I thought it was about marketing because last year I was
it was everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Bus ads.
Yeah, all over the place. This not anywhere near.
Occasionally on a football game you see a blurb and that was it. And a few bus stops, yeah.
Yeah.
No, it was way down.
And by more than the 20% drop or whatever, because it seemed like when I saw one, I was looking, it's like, that's right, where the heck are they? They're not around.
It just kills me that more people don't watch this show because it is the best crime show. It is the best crime show. Mm-hmm. You know, Breaking Bad's off the air. This is the best crime show on TV.
Exactly.
And it's easily the most fun.
We were talking about in previous seasons how they produce and show stuff that if I were sitting in a theater, I'd be blown away.
Yeah.
I mean, exactly.
The quality is really, really consistent and amazing.
Yeah. And it's interesting because they talk about how they have smaller budgets than most of the shows. I mean, Graham Yost talked about that.
Yeah, they do on a smaller budget.
Exactly. They've got challenges that they have to deal with, which is just.
Yeah, but you rarely ever see that on the screen.
No.
You
don't
never see the scenes.
Never.
Yeah.
The TCAs, the Television Critics Association Winter Press Tour happened this week, and in it, Justified announced that there would be a they would be part of a tribute to Elmore Leonard, who passed away in August of last year. The event is going to be held here in Santa Monica, California.
Oh, great!
Wonderful.
Right. That's it, and well deserved, by the way.
Speaking of Elmore Leonard's passing, his spirit remains ever present on the set of Justified, according to the cast. They leave a empty chair in front of the monitors when they're filming on the set.
Oh, man.
So that mini moment, according to Walton Goggins, the mini moment has been a source of strength. And I quote here, there was one day in particular that was really kind of hard. There was this one scene and I just couldn't get it right. I was tired because it was the end of the day. And I just said, F it. I'm going to sit in your chair, Elmore. I'm going to sit down.
Oh, and this is Walton saying that?
Mm-hmm. Oh, and he says, and it was, for lack of a better word, special and comforting.
Oh, wonderful.
Way to go, Walton.
Yeah. Mm. Also at the TCAs, we learned for real that Season 6 will be the final season.
Yes,
for
it's so been speculated for a while that they'd only do 6 seasons. It was confirmed at the TCA.
Mm-hmm. According to Entertainment Weekly, FX Network's John Landgraf made it official at the TCA this week. And basically, it was a decision made by Graham Yost and Timothy Oliphant. Mm-hmm. We talked about it a year ago, and they felt that the arc of the show and what they had to say would be served by 6 seasons instead of 7, and I regretfully accepted their decision. Mm-hmm. They were given financial incentives to continue, but Graham Yost said no.
Which, you know, as much as we love the show, we want to have as much of it as possible.
Sure.
That they are choosing to end it on their terms because they feel it would best serve the story is the best thing we could possibly have.
And not that they were thinking this, but that does feel very Elmore Leonard-like to just say, no, I'm done and walk away.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And you know Graham Yost will have another story in him that
we'll probably
fall in love with just as much. Wade Messer, played by James LaGrosse, working in the bar, as we talked about. And his line that we loved, hey, Raylan, can I get you a blowjob or something? Graham Yost says, there was a day on the set later on when we wanted to get a cake for James LaGrosse, and we tried to get a cake from Costco with the words, can I get you a blowjob on it? And they wouldn't do it. So the caterers had
to write it on
themselves. He says, I totally understand why Costco wouldn't want to be doing a cake with that written on it.
Sure.
Okay.
Some poor PA.
Craft services
inside. Some poor PA going into Costco. Can you just read it, please?
Don't make me say it.
Please.
Yeah.
It's really important.
We just have a couple of comments and a Twitter comment I want to say. Ben Hamill from YouTube said he hears that Constable Bob will be back.
I hope he's right. I hope he's got good intel.
I hope so, too. I wonder where he heard it. And Ben, if you're listening and know any more about that, let us know. Also, Baron of Hell said, they said I was wrong for liking AfterBuzz, but I was justified.
Oh, nice. That's a good pun.
Scott McCloud on Twitter tweeted me today, and he said, or yesterday, he said, so is this the year of the guest star on Justified? Is that a showrunner decision or due to the awesomeness of the show? Let's talk about that.
Well, you know, because when we were at the premiere the other day, they were Graham Yost had mentioned how many people have approached him to be on it. Most approach him because they want to get killed on the show. In fact, he says that's the majority of the time that he's approached is because somebody
wants... Yeah, who doesn't want a good death murder scene? Yeah, exactly. Who doesn't want squibs, you know, the
Absolutely.
Whole deal?
But it's because of the quality of the show. Everybody loves this show, especially in the industry. They love this show.
And, you know, Chris Chalk was talking about when he went on our AfterBuzz for Newsroom, talking about Justified and said, you know, Timothy Oliphant and the rest of the writing team and production team are so involved in everything that, you know, it gives us who analyze and who are fans so much to think about and so much to talk about. Think about how that is for an actor to come
they
ask and really
anything you
get
to do, you know, because they really involve them, so of course they want to do it.
Yeah, so every actor wants to be on the
Absolutely.
Show.
Where else are you going to get to say lines like that and then know you're going to get blown away?
I mean,
you know, what a great
it's
opportunity.
Rad. I'm going to be sad to see it go.
And both so far,
we have a whole season left.
I'm starting my morning now. I don't want to be caught unawares.
And how many guests did they have this in the last week?
Oh my God.
Well, a lot.
I mean, it was like crazy.
Yeah.
There were like 11 last episode that I knew by name. Yeah.
Right?
Alone.
This one, they had the Harris brothers. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Right there. And, well, Amy Smart's in it.
Amy Smart.
She's not a guest star.
Caitlin
She's
Dever
have a whole
returned.
Season.
Right.
Exactly.
Loretta McCready.
Right.
It's crazy.
Whole bunch.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you, everybody, for your comments. Keep them coming.
Yes, please
and
do. Go
we
to
appreciate that.
YouTube and iTunes. And where else can they do it? I guess AfterBuzz
and
TV.
And they can tweet us. And they can tweet AfterBuzz TV. Yeah. Right. So thanks. That's what you have for news today.
All right. Thank you, Tamara. Now we're going to go on to predictions. We've already made a few.
Mm-hmm.
We already think we know one.
Now, your AfterBuzz TV.
What?
Prediction. Oh.
Okay.
Oh. So, I want to talk about Mara. What do we think the game is? Is it really just to get the $300,000 to get out of there? Or do you think there's anything else going on?
I have to imagine she's in a rough spot because Lee is still alive.
Yeah.
So, frankly, I don't think there's a deeper game there. I think she's just trying to go home. She leads a terrible life now. There's no way she's going to get Lee's money unless she puts in, you know, probably like 9 more years.
Yeah.
Horrible marriage.
Yeah.
No way.
With
no
an
way.
Old dude.
Yeah. I mean, that's not like my biggest concern. Like, I'm.
So, but what do you do then? Okay, so here she is. She's got. I can't get the money because if he's alive, I got 8, 9, whatever, how many more years. If he's dead, I'm not going to get the money because I didn't. And now I've got the sheriff saying, no, you finger Boyd for me, pardon me. You ID Boyd.
No. You were right the first time.
Okay. You ID Boyd. Or I get money from Boyd.
Yeah, that's the thing. Because
there's no choice to give. If Paxton is alive, I guess you can still ID him for beating him up, but it won't be for murder.
But I don't think McMooney wants Boyd's money. I think McMooney wants
just
Boyd.
Mooney.
There's Mooney. No
Oh, okay, sorry. Mooney wants Boyd.
Yeah, clearly. Yeah.
So,
but what do you do if you're Mara? That's my question. What do we have any predictions on that?
That's what I'm trying to figure out, going backwards.
It's going to be hard for her to touch base with Boyd and see what's up, because obviously she's being watched by the sheriff's department. Mm-hmm.
But she's a player, and she knows how to play the game.
I'm starting to wonder how well she knows.
Yeah, because she can't be that good of a player if she ended up in a marriage that you're going to have to wait 10 years.
She's
to,
no
she didn't
Loretta
do that
McCready.
Deal was very good.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go.
Okay.
So, but
I don't know.
But we'll I don't have a clue on.
Yeah. I'm just excited about, you know, Boyd's being put in a corner. He's being put in a box, and that, you know, now that they've set an official end date for the series, you know, they're starting to like. They're bringing Loretta back, bringing Hot Rod back. All of the loose ends that have been brought up so far in this show or that have been left are going to start getting tied up, leading to, hopefully, you know, the epic confrontation between Boyd and Raylan that we've been waiting for since season one.
But we've got 20-something episodes before that's going to happen.
I know.
So relax there, champ.
So just because we're doing predictions and this will be out there, I think it's Johnny with the backing of Theo.
Yeah.
Because he already went to Detroit once,
and
that didn't work, but he went to the wrong people. I think, I'm just saying, Theo's still out there. Johnny's still out there. Let's put them together because it would be something that Johnny wanted to do. And this is a great way to get back at Boyd, which he really wanted to do.
I like that prediction.
I like it,
You're talking about the hit?
The hit, It's out there, but you know,
I don't know about Theo's involvement. But
I know. That's why I said that's way out there. But I do think Johnny's part of it.
Yeah.
All right, anything last words?
I know.
Okay, Matt, tell them where they can find you.
All right, you can find me on Twitter at Matt Lieberman. That's MattLieberman. You can also find me on way too many shows here at AfterBuzz TV. Just listen to a few of them. Almost Human, Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. We got Helix and Banshee, both amazing new Helix is an amazing new show. You should definitely check that out. Banshee Season 2. We got Sherlock starting up on Sunday night and a whole bunch of others.
And where can they find you? Where are you performing?
Oh, and you can find me at the IO West Comedy Theater. If you're out here in Los Angeles, you love live comedy, I'm there 6366 Hollywood Boulevard the first Sunday of every month as a member of DJ Fawcett.
Thank you very much, Matt. Steve.
I'm here.
Okay.
Bottomly Steven on Twitter.
Okay, great.
End the show.
I am at Tamara Berg on Twitter, TamaraBerg. Also, my website is TamaraCentral.com. I've got a new video there. Check it out. It's about champagne.
All right.
Lovely. That's
when are you going to do one on moonshine?
Yeah, on apple pie.
Yeah. Oh, it's old news.
All right. The only place you can find me is here. So we will talk to you next time.
Week.
Tamara Twist on drug running.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.